Blog Talk Radio. To Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's Sunday, May 24, 2015. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. This is one of the most important holidays to me when I'm on the air. It is an honor, and I feel blessed to have this opportunity tonight. Let's start by having a moment of silence. Dedicated for each life that was lost in the line of duty, in memory and recognition to all the armed forces, our veterans. Yesterday, I visited the Veterans Cemetery in Palm Beach County, just south of Lantana on 441, a beautiful resting place. I went with a few friends. One was a veteran. The other was my client. Mr. Hess, and the view was overwhelming. That was, you know, the description. And I go yearly, and there were so many graves, but I know that is a proper way to pay my respects, for these are brave heroes who paid the ultimate price for our freedom. Memorial Day, honoring men and women who died serving U.S. military, officially started in 1971. Yesterday, I was at the cemetery. I don't know anyone there or have any family members there, but I care and I want to go yearly. Something important for me. This is a great piece, and I find a grave, and I sit by it, and I say a prayer. It's that simple. This year, it was a 91-year-old World War II vet, Louis Maness. Korean, Vietnam War, Legion of Merit, Purple Hearts, born 1919 and passed on in 2010. So being there was pretty amazing once again. I see I have my special guest caller on the line. Before I bring him on the line, I want to mention one petition. In honor of our service dogs, the canines, so many posts. I have a special one on Facebook. The petition is there. Canines are also gone, and they're selfless for our freedom. Selfless souls, you know, when they're taken and they go in the line of fire. So the petition for post-traumatic stress disorder is on www.greatergood.me.com. Obviously, you can contact me at any point after the show, and we'll give that number out later. And this the petition is for something I really believe in. It's for canine therapy. A lot of these soldiers come back really not the same, and they're heavily medicated. It's not helping. Let's do it the natural way. I think this petition is definitely, definitely worthy and something to, you know, give a click on. Since 1948, Arlington Veterans Cemetery in Virginia carries out the tradition of placing flags on over 228,000 graves. So that was happening, and I saw that, and that was a lot of graves to report. Something to think about. I want to give recognition to my father, Albert Vidala. He also served in the Army, stationed in Germany in the 1960s, and he was drafted at 19 years old. So I called him in Connecticut, and I said, I'm going to give you a shout-out. And I just I, I'm going to bring now my special guest on the air. Let me see. Plan for Fitness Talk Show. This is Deborah.
Hello.
Hi. How are you, Ronnie Brown?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being back.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, my friend.
Thank you for that also.
I want to give you a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, my return guest, Sergeant Brown, Army veteran from 77 to 84, 10th Special Forces Group, my friend, Ronnie Brown, has been on the show many times. And he just, you know, gives it all he has. We have different generations of soldier on the talk show. And, you know, it's a pleasure to have you back with me on the air. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've been very well. You know, in the past I had an accident in 2010. And I recovered as much as I can from that. And everything is just going great. You know, I started a freelance photography. I got into freelance photography, and I'm doing very well with that. It was one of my passions, and I've been able to make that dream come true.
That's amazing. Well, you know why, and we've said it a couple years back when we were doing a spot on that TV show on the World Beat with Playing for Fitness. You said it the way it was. You know, no matter what comes your way, you still have to get back up on your feet. And you sustain so much. I wanted to have you on for Memorial Day weekend, the special, the tribute, really, to all the brave women and men that have lost their lives. You are one that made it out. And you know, I looked at the notes from the previous show, and I'm like, you know, it's so exciting, you know. And when I always used to ask you, did you sustain injury? Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, Sergeant Brown, you know, he was a paratrooper in the United States Army. And when we talk about the altitude, the standard altitude was 1,200 feet, correct?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a couple questions via Twitter. You know, one of the questions was, how do you train to be able to be a paratrooper? What's the special training there?
Well, I had 4 weeks of training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and each of those weeks we trained in a specific way. First week was basically just getting used to the fact that you were becoming a paratrooper and their way of doing things, and then you go into what's called ground week, tower week, and after that, you actually have a week where you jump from an aircraft, and that's the scary week for a lot of people. You ask yourself, well, how did I get me into this? But that's where I guess your guts come in, and you really realize what you dedicated yourself to be doing, and you go through with it, and you become a soldier that has a special mission because of that fact. Mm-hmm.
That's a definite quality and a commitment. You know, I was going to ask you on a scale of a 1 to 10, how scary is it, you know, but that sounds extremely scary. But you did this for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I 6 years, 9 months, and roughly 2 days.
Yes. Well, praise God that, you know, you came back and you like I said before, you have such a grateful attitude. You're a talented guy. You know, we've done a separate show on what happened outside the military where you were actually injured on a job. And that was a complete, you know, recovery. And, of course, I'm going to be inviting you back on the show to talk about a progress report. But I want to also talk about You know, you did 77 to 84. It's a sweet range. And I had a nice feedback because you were coming back on the air. Tell the listeners how that has impacted your life even till today. Was it the discipline? What really stuck with you in your heart and soul?
That's a really broad question. First of all, just, you know, once you decide that you want to be a soldier, I think what stands out, because there's a lot of things that you go to and train to be a soldier that's really difficult. It's a lot different than anything you've done on the street, unless perhaps you become a police officer or something like that, and there's some areas that's related. But you have to have a dedication to overcome the training and learning the military way. And from that, I think everybody that becomes a soldier has a degree of talent. And actually, they're creative people in a lot of ways as well, to take that training and be able to connect the dots and accomplish their missions, whatever they may be. There's no
nice.
Small mission. Everybody, I read something in the VA hospital in West Palm Beach, VA hospital, where someone said that all gave some, but some gave all. And wow, it just brought a whole bunch of stuff back to me. It brought the dedication, it brought the all of the everything it took in you to conquer certain obstacles. And it was amazing that all of that, I had that flashback in that instant there. So all of that stuff combined, like I said, it was a really broad. And it is totally understood by somebody that has actually lived it. It's something. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm so happy you could, you know, be with me tonight on the air. A lot of, you know, this is certainly a personal time and a day of mourning for all of us, all Americans. Memorial Day, but also the celebration of life, because a lot of us, I know when I went to the cemetery, I know nobody, and sitting next to the grave, just being sitting on the grass, you can feel energy. It's like they're not gone. They're still with us. And I'm just so proud, you know, to be able to have a show on Memorial Day weekend and with you, and that you can share your experience and your strength with others. I have a question for you. How do you feel as a veteran in this country today?
I was not in the military during the Vietnam time. I came after that. Had explained in 1977. There was still this air in the country where there was times that, you know, you go to VA hospital or just, you know, talking about being a veteran in this country, and it was totally different than today. I don't want to get into that downside of it, you know, being at it really
yes,
wasn't.
Understand. Yeah.
But today, when I go down to especially Palm Beach County, again, to the Veteran Hospital, that's one of the few places that I can go, and you're just totally surrounded by veterans and people that can relate to a large degree. And it is the most awesome feeling that I've felt since actually pledging into the military and wearing that uniform. I feel just about the same way. People have opened their eyes, and what I think that really helped that was something I thought was strange at first, was when the veterans, when they started to put video cameras in the soldiers' helmets or wherever, and I think that was during the Gulf War, they started to broadcast, live feeds from combat areas and whatnot. And I thought that was a little strange, but then it sort of put people in the middle of what the soldiers were actually going through, and the whole feeling changed. Everything just changed, and it's a wonderful feeling for people to you walk down the street with just a regular baseball cap, saying Army, Navy, whatever, and people just stop, shake your hand, thank you for your service, and it sometimes really catches you by surprise. It's really humbling, and even today, the greeting is, happy Memorial Day. The thing is, it's sort of bittersweet, the impact of all those that have gave everything, and then the joy that we're celebrating and not forgetting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is a true holiday. And I think a lot of people were sad, and not a lot of people wanted to talk today. And I said, I just need one. I need one soldier, somebody from the armed forces to come and talk on the air and say, you served and you gained from it. And you went on and you benefited in your life, and you are creative. I've heard you sing. I know you write songs. You do production. We like this kind of stuff. And I'm so proud of you and so happy for you. And so you feel like the music is something that really that makes you happy, right?
Oh yes, it doesn't matter what I do. If there's a certain degree of dedication that I've learned to have from it because of how far I had to dig into myself doing my enlistment. And it was just a whole period of self-discovery. And again, you just can't lose that. I just can't lose that. Those principles that I learned during the time I served underlay so many things that I'm living here. And when I could just buckle down and say, okay, I'm going to get through this, or I'm going to do this. It makes me proactive in so many ways. And it just shows in my life, basically the things I set out to do, within reason, I follow through and I have a lot of success in it. But it's all owed to the military.
That's awesome. Like what a positive response. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, my guest speaker, Sergeant Brown, Army veteran, 10th Special Forces Group. He's been on the show many times, and we're doing Memorial Day weekend tribute to all the armed forces, all the people listening. If you've lost a loved one, if they've come back, and Ronnie, is so many of this generation, they're losing limbs. They're coming back, really. Not that it didn't happen then, but I think it's multiplied in many different ways. What's your view on that?
I need to, there was something I missed about the last part of what you said. Repeat that for me, please.
I says this generation with so much of the loss, and some of them are coming back severely disabled, missing limbs, and, that's been happening, obviously, for a long time. But I said you were so blessed that you came back, and even after doing all the jumping and so forth, and all the rigorous activity and training in the military, some of these guys come back and they don't have both their legs or their arms. And what is your view on that?
I found through, you know, observation that even when a soldier loses a limb, as long as he comes back with his life, that's a good example of how far you can reach into yourself and overcome pity or whatever the circumstances is, and you rise above your circumstances and you find a new strength. There's always a new level, a higher degree of you within you. And once they get across that and achieve that, they're even greater than they were if they had both of those limbs, or whatever the circumstance, you know, whatever the circumstances led to, whether it's a leg, arm, eye, it doesn't even matter when it gets to that point. You know, a good example
What a good response. That's a great response, actually, you know, and because I have a friend that certainly has been in Afghanistan and Iraq and Korea, and, you know, he's obviously, you know, getting ready to retire soon, but he's been over there a long time, you know, and he's lucky he made it out too. And I say it's a blessing. The Memorial Day is, you know, for so many we've lost, but through sharing, and I think the positive attitude that you have, I mean, you gave 7 years of your life, you know, you dedicated, and I think no matter how many years you do, going in, serving, getting your discharge, you've completed that, and you gave to your country, and you know each one of the servicemen and women take something back with that.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Tell me what Memorial Day means to you.
It's pretty much the same for everyone, I think. It's a time of reflection for the soldier himself, depending on, you know, what he had to endure in the military. You know that the things that he reflects upon varies. For me, I can honestly say that 95% of my memories are all good, positive memories. There was very few times that I ran into situations that were, you know, sad or left to that only 5% of the times, you know, we had maybe accidents or some tragedy. So my memories are very, very, very high of the military. I'm very, 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 I owe a lot of praise to the way they're taking care of me now. There's a lot, the VA has been under fire from time to time for one thing or another. But overall, the fact that we have a country where you can serve and still be taken care of and looked out for and still respected for serving is just beyond words to me. It's just awesome. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, I love the positive energy, and I miss you down here in Palm Beach County. Where are you located?
I'm in Vero Beach. Vero Beach.
Oh, you're in Vero Beach. That's a pretty area. And are you singing? Can people come and hear you sing and stuff?
Freelance photography is taking up most of my time.
Oh, nice. So you even have that. Yeah, now you have the other hobby. Well, you see, this is what is so wonderful, you know, that you can share. And certainly we can, I want to see some posts. I want to see some pics from you. But you posted so many honorable things about, you know, this holiday, and I know what it means to you, and having you to come back on the show was very important to me, and I say it as a blessing, just a blessing to have you back.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I enjoy being on the show in the past, and today is not an exception. I just enjoy every time I have an opportunity to, answer your questions.
Thank you. And let me see if I have anything else coming in from Twitter. Oh, I have one more question coming in. How can citizens get involved to show appreciation to vets?
It can be as simple as greeting a veteran on the street that might have some form of identification on. You might have a baseball cap on or whatnot, or you might just know some vets specifically. And then it can go all the way to contributions to certain veteran organizations. And is it just a wide range? And you know how the internet is today. I can say Google it. So funny. That's what,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you can come up with it several ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Plan for Fitness Talk Show. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida, from the city of Lake Worth. On the air, calling in from Vero Beach, is my dear friend Ronnie Brown, Sergeant Brown, and he's a special guy, 10th Special Forces Group. Again, you sharing your story, it's all over again, and the sacrifices that you made, but you also gained, and that's what I like. When you come and talk about your experience in the military, you're like, I gained, it's really nice. It's nice to see it and hear that you're continuing on with different dreams as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you for coming on back on the show, and I look forward to having you again, Ronnie.
You're welcome.
Okay. God bless you, and you have a wonderful holiday.
All right. You too, and thank you again.
And you stay on the line here if you like.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it was an honor to be with you tonight, Sunday, May 24th, 2015, broadcasting this Memorial Day weekend special with Ronnie Brown. I just feel so blessed. And we're down to under a minute, and I want to say have a blessed evening, and we'll see you next Sunday at 6:30. Good night.